الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم. It is quite clear that from in this ayat Allah Ta'ala has given us a complete way of life. And that complete way of life is which we express in our dua also. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give us the goodness of this world and the goodness of the year after. And for the akhirah, one additional dua, and save us from the fire of Jahannam. That is, what has been stressed is the akhirah is more important. That is, forever a person is going there. As far as quantity is concerned, everything of the akhirah is much more than what this dunya can offer. What the whole dunya together can offer compared to the akhirah, it is nothing whatsoever. As far as quality is concerned, what is in the akhirah is everything. So, Islam has permitted the goodness of dunya also and has given more importance to the real life, and that is the life of the akhirah. So, Islam is the complete way of life. And to enjoy that complete way of life, it is necessary to bring the whole of Islam into one's life. Many people are of the wrong opinion that if you live a proper Islamic life, you can't progress materially as far as dunya is concerned. You have to maybe be making 5 times namaz, you have to be keeping Ramzan's roza, you go for hajj, a lot of money gets spent in hajj, etc. And in fact, the enemies have put in the minds of the Saudi government previously, and now they have taken a complete direction, their route is completely on them, that as long as the Hajj and the Hajjis come, your country cannot progress materially, because so much of attention and effort is given for the Hajj, etc. Whereas these things are the sources, namaz, etc., roza, Hajj, all this are the sources for the progress of this worldly life. In fact, Islam encourages this. Otherwise, zakat is not farz on a person unless he has got a certain amount of money. So Islam, in a sense, encourages that you can earn money and then you can fulfill this farz of zakat. And by paying zakat, it encourages, it sees to the needs of so many people. So Islam is encouraged to see to the needs of the people. And we cannot understand this because unfortunately we do not have an Islamic way of life. We just got a specimen of some ibadat in our lives. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, etc. But Islamic muamalat, all business dealings, financial dealings be done according to Islam, that is hardly found today even amongst the pious. And then Islamic muasharat, an Islamic society, but Islamic culture, that is also hardly found. It is just outwardly, just a little bit of our clothes, etc., that resemble Islam. But Islam's complete way of life, for example, Islam teaches, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true Muslim is this, that no other Muslim suffers any pain, injury, difficulty, harm from him, either by his hand or by his tongue. In other words, by anything. Nobody suffers any harm whatsoever. When Islam came into the lives of the Muslims, the first Muslims, the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then in a very, very short while, they swept over the whole world and established the Islamic Khilafat. And in the Islamic Khilafat, they brought a complete Islamic culture without any universities or colleges or schools or anything. Throughout the world, people started speaking Arabic, and people changed their own mother tongue. Whatever their language was, Egypt, their language was not Arabic. Syria, their language was not Arabic. All these other countries, they had their own culture and their own way. But with the Sahaba going, they all made so much, they devoted themselves to Islam, that they lived a complete Islamic way of life. Not only in language, not only in dressing, but complete every culture. There, for example, their wealth they made and their estates they had, all that was, everything was according to Islam. So, and this lasted still about 300-400 years ago, when the Islamic Caliphate was strong, and it was so powerful and so successful for dunya also, that in the time of the righteous Khulafa, even birds didn't suffer any need of food. So there was such a surplus in the state treasury that when they questioned that now there is a surplus of money, what must we do? Give it to the widows. Still there is a surplus. Give it to the orphans. Still there is a surplus. Give it to the people who are invalid. Still there is a surplus. Then it was said, throw it on the mountain, throw flour and wheat on the mountains, etc., so birds can eat, so that it be registered that in an Islamic system, even animals don't go hungry. Forget human beings, even animals they are seen to. Fish in the water are seen to. Everyone is to be seen to. That is what Islam is, what Islam gives. Now, this has been replaced by what we normally call the Western way of life. And one of the major systems of the Western way of life is of interest. And interest is to make the rich richer and the poor poorer. All the time, the rich become, they take interest from the people, and the poor people, who, if they do invest and they have a bank, they give them a very small amount of that interest. Whereas they are becoming, and we cannot, it's mind-boggling how the people who are at the top extract interest to worldly people, how they are becoming rich at the cost and the sweat of the poor people. Islam over and over saying that the Islamic system is make an equal distribution of wealth, so that the wealth gets distributed amongst the poor also. Everyone gets a share, not only the rich, but the poor also. So Islam is a complete way of life which guarantees all the goodness of this dunya also. It's not Islam, it's only for Akhirah, but it is for this dunya also. But it is on condition we bring Islam into our lives. Not just the name of Islam or a few teachings and then say that we are Muslims and we have got Islam. Bring that complete Islamic way and see then how the Sahaba swept over the world. The Muslims today will sweep over the world. And there will be an Islamic way and there will be peace. William Hunter is an English historian. He writes that when he went to India and he traveled the length and breadth of India, he didn't find a single beggar anywhere. Everyone, there wasn't a single person who had to beg for his food. Enough there was for everyone, whether they were poor people, laborers, or whether they were invalids, or whether they were widows, or whoever it was, there was enough for everyone. And that is what the system of zakat and the encouragement of sadaqah, if that is done properly today, if the zakat is given properly, and it is general to the poor and the needy, there wouldn't be any poor people amongst the Muslims. Islam is a guarantee, guarantor for all these, for the dunya good system also. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stressed this very greatly, and it is for us to bring that Islam into our lives, live it, and then we will see the results of Islam. May Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq.